I am my dick.
I am my dick.
It's a new, action movie where I get transformed into my own penis, and I have to. Yeah, something like that.
What's this? This will come out January. What?
What's today? Monday. So this is a regular
January 1st. It's New Year's Day.
Oh, Happy New Year, everyone!
Happy New Year, everyone!
Wow, 2020.
We're looking ahead to brighter and bigger things.
We're getting, I'll tell you something, we're getting drumpf out of there.
I'm getting the surgery.
Adam is getting his cock widened.
No, I'm getting
shorter.
The foreskin reattachment.
Are you?
And rhinoplasty.
That's a big year
and
for
you. And a chin implant.
You're going to look like Hot Squidward?
Just have
look
your
like
chin,
Jay Leno.
Have your nose move to your chin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I have my nose.
That would
and
be good.
Have your arms and legs removed and your spine elongated.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about changing my appearance.
To become a snake.
A snake. That's cool.
Snake.
That would be cool.
And then your chin nose can suck up all the coins from underneath.
That would be
totally.
Good. Now, if you're a snake, what happens to your penis?
Ever tell you my idea?
Do you put it on your back?
My idea for a trans surgery, because you can do whatever you want with them. You know,
oh, yeah, there's no, like, yeah.
There's no consistent thing.
It's kind of like some doctors are figuring it out.
Yeah, I don't know why none of them thought of this. This is the best one, is you take the arms and legs and you just reverse them. So the legs and arms face the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then you shave the back of the person's head and tattoo a woman's face.
That's really
on
good.
On the back of their head. And, then
and their ass is a pussy.
And then grow, yeah, and then they can get fucked and their ass is a pussy, but they still...
You draw a clit on top.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
So what do they have? Do they have some kind of glasses that lets them see behind them?
No. They just
bump it into things, yeah. But they got that pussy, you know. So.
Right, like, you know, I mean, these people are already
blind.
How
about
blind.
This? Why not put your...
People, that's
why,
true.
Why not
but
cut
they're
the
not
head
blind
off?
People that have to walk backwards everywhere.
Yeah, that's why you reverse their arms and legs. So they would be walking normally.
They would be walking normally, but yeah, I guess.
Well, why not just cut their head off and swivel it?
Because you can't... Come on, that's ridiculous.
They did a head reattachment, didn't they?
Not backwards.
Wouldn't that be easier, theoretically?
Absolutely.
Your own body? To reattach to your own body backwards?
I think they did a new face on someone. Do they do
a
whole
new
head?
Face. Give them eyes on the back of their head.
That's not how it works.
Why wouldn't it? Why don't you give them long-ass eyes, eyeballs?
That would be nice.
That turns all the way around. No, all they need, because sometimes if you all they would need is, like when you're riding a bike, sometimes they have helmets that kind of look like rear-view mirrors, where they have something like that. So you give them glasses so they can see behind them, and then we're in business.
Okay,
that's all you need: glasses, special glasses. What about so their hair would flip around?
I gotta look at something on here.
I guess you just give them a wig.
Yeah,
you give them a wig to cover the face part.
What about their nose?
Their ears would be backwards too.
Why? You know how they call wigs, and it's for your hair.
Yeah.
Why don't they call blackface? You know,
I don't know.
Okay, well, it's a mask that makes your skin.
I don't know, and I don't want to think about it any further.
The skin, the other color, and it's like wig.
As of right now, I don't know, and I don't want to give it any more thought.
It's
Thank
like
wig.
Okay.
And we're back.
That's cool. It would be funny to have an ass in front.
Everyone wants to know about the Jake and Lewis thing. And it is true. They did kiss.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually beat off to that possibility.
Yeah.
Thinking that it might happen.
Yeah, Jake showed up on his bike with his milkshake.
Yep.
And then...
ready to do.
He was going to throw it at Lewis. And Lewis was like, don't. Stop.
Stop that.
Stop. I'm gay.
I'm gay.
And Jake's like... Wait, you're gay too?
Whoa.
Wow.
You're also gay? I didn't know we were
And then
both
he's
gay.
Like, guess what? There's cum in this milkshake.
Yeah, and he's like, you know.
And Lewis is like, Lewis
can
is,
I have some?
Lewis is like, yeah, of course. Everyone from Mexico's gay.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Puerto Rican versus the Mexican.
No, yeah.
Look, the Jake and Lewis thing, I don't know what it's about, but neither of those guys are white, so it's none of my business.
That's true.
We'll let the authorities figure it out.
We'll let our boys in blue get to the bottom of that one.
Right.
Two Latinos having a shoving match, dude, sounds like 25 to life to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Around white people that were just trying to eat their pizza.
Oh, yeah.
They're just
Which has great, by the way, the Stan Comic Club and restaurant, great food.
Great burger.
So there's a guy trying great to eat his pizzas. There's a guy trying to eat his fucking stand burger.
Yeah.
By himself, and all of a sudden,
which is they say a stand burger, it's a double.
It's great. It's and all of a sudden, he's got fucking Puerto Rican spit on his fucking pickles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to get the police involved there.
Mm-hmm. It was funny. Diego Lopez was there.
Wow.
And he teaches all the comedians karate. Yeah. And so like they're MMA. Squaring off or whatever, and it's like. You know this is your fault.
You made all these people think they're karate.
You did it. This is your fault.
Karate.
You're teaching them karate. This is 100%.
That's true. And guess what? His name checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to go too. Build the motherfucking wall, baby.
Yeah, I'm teaching all the comedians how to use guns.
I'm teaching a bunch of insecure people how to fucking do violence.
How to do violence. As self-defense.
Yeah. A bunch of fucking losers.
Narcissists.
From the things they think they heard somebody say about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing stopping that from happening is that they all still have, like, you know, the body of, like, Catherine Mannheim. Every comedian is... It was weird because it's like at a certain point, like, you know, Lewis was like still screaming and I was like, all right, man, come on.
Yeah.
And I went up to him and I touched his midsection, which I've done a couple of times.
Mm. Yeah.
And God, Jesus Christ.
He's getting fat.
It's a disaster.
Yep.
I mean, we shared a hotel room one time and he came because his head doesn't get fat.
Yeah. His head looks in pretty good
shape.
His
head and arms are normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he came out of the shower and I was like, good Lord. I mean, it's like from the neck down is fupa. It's
respect.
Just different kinds of fupa.
Respect.
No, you look normal.
No, but I wish I had like a normal head.
You look fat. As
my
shit.
Fucking my chin.
Yeah, you got a double
big.
Chin.
Yeah, but no, your
well,
whole
first
thing
of all,
makes
no
sense.
One, there's no surprises with my chin.
Well,
like.
You were just pointing to it.
I can talk about it.
Okay, all right.
I have a regular chin. Say I have a regular chin.
Your chin's gorgeous.
No. Now you're going too far in the pot.
Oh, why you, fuck your
why
chin.
You get to move through life so gracefully is
thank
because
you for saying that.
There's no inconsistencies.
That's right. That's true.
That's
know,
right.
You take off your shirt.
You're real.
Your body is as fat and round as
exactly.
Your head.
I would
you
say,
pull down your pants, that's a fat man's little penis.
That's a
right
fat
there.
Man's little dick. And I'll say this. It's fat, but everything's gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
So it's like I'm fat, but I'm the roundest, smoothest yeah. type of fat.
Sound like you're
I have a little dick,
a
but
1977
it's
Mercury. Yeah. Is it bad on gas? Sure, in the transmission, it'll fuck up on you.
Yeah.
But look at this. We got Landau bars.
That's
on.
Right. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Gleams.
You're like in a carriage.
Oil this motherfucker up. Look how pretty he looks.
Like the Marquis de Monsieur.
Mm-hmm.
Monsieur.
Monsieur.
Whatever. Look,
Croquette.
Lady. What does this look like to you? A library?
Look, bitch. Buy the fucking car.
Buy the car, you bitch.
Buy the car or start sucking, whore. Yeah.
We don't use cuss words on this show.
No,
anymore.
No, no.
From now on, we got to talk about some... She, we're going to talk about her the way we want, like guys who love women.
Yep. This is a Christian program now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We're not cussing.
Jesus Christ, I love the Lord, and I want to him and his...
Oh, fuck.
Go on a diet, you fat bitch.
So you guys have any New Year's plans?
Did you see this? I got this for
getting
Christmas.
My cock polished.
Oh, shit.
Well,
sorry
cute.
For putting my cup on it.
Yeah, Blood Meridian, but in Chinese.
Oh.
So, you know, I'll never read it, but I don't read books in English when people get them
that's
for me.
That's true.
So
it looks cool.
In this, in
on a shelf,
if you
nice.
Think about it, it's like I did read it.
Mm-hmm.
I read it as much as I would read a book in English.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You treated it the same way.
I treated it the same way.
You would any other book.
So in a way, I read Chinese, if you think about it.
The,
I don't read Chinese.
By the transitive property.
For the same reason that I don't read English.
Because
well, I don't know
you're,
about that.
You're
once again,
incapable of reading.
Logic? No, I'm capable of reading it.
I don't know if you are.
I am. Look, here.
Read it aloud. Let's get some aloud reading.
Z cross box slash
microwave.
The squiggly
prayer hands.
Squiggly J hook box went squiggly slash circle square.
That's correct.
Pointy shishu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll just go right to the Q&A section.
Dude, we should get dim sum. I got dim sum.
I've convinced Barnes & Noble that I am the translator of this book, and we're now doing a Q&A section. I can't answer anything.
I have a question.
There's a Chinese lady. Oh, Qingwen. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And I'm like, Okay, next question.
I have a question,
yeah,
sir.
Ma'am,
sir?
I can read Chinese. I cannot
hold
speak
on. It. I have a question, man.
The fat but consistent man. In the,
thank
in
you.
The blue sweatpants.
Yeah, I would say.
The round, oiled gentleman who's bald.
Thank you. I am oiled up.
His tooth is missing.
To Q&A.
Yeah, no, the other, the fat man with the missing tooth and
that,
mustache.
Yep, no, we got it. You don't have to, I think everyone knows you're talking
and
about me.
And he's bald also.
I think everybody gets it, sir.
He's
can
consistent.
I ask my question?
He's yeah. consistent about
can I ask my question?
With the bald man, okay. who's also fat, and his penis is small.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
You only
attention,
know that if you
Barnes and Noble customers.
You don't
with
know
the fat
that.
Man with the blue pants.
Who told the guy on the over thing?
His
that
very
my dick is small.
Small penis.
I'm not. I'm covering because I'm wearing pants like everybody else.
Even smaller because his balls are too big.
I do have big balls. That's true. Could can the, I please ask
the,
my question?
Bing, could the customer with the black Toyota Corolla covered in chocolate please move?
It's not covered. The handle might have a little chocolate
Toyota
on it.
Toyota Corolla with all four wheels blown out. Please answer.
That's just because I use cheap tires. It's not because I'm fat. Anyway, my question was, do the characters in Chinese Blood Meridian have smaller penises than American Blood Meridian?
Yes. Next question.
Does everyone eat lo mein?
In the, yeah.
In this version.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of whatever hardtack or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, it's got to be crazy for Chinese people to read this. You know, because they're like going around cutting people's scalps off and like,
yep.
And the Chinese people are like, so?
They're keeping.
Did the productivity fall off at the factory?
So what?
I wonder what they make of that retard in the cage.
Yeah. That's the only daughter in the story.
You got to save her.
They execute. Baby Jerry.
Is there any pussy getting in Blood Meridian? I started to read it and I got bored because it was fucking long.
Just an Indian guy learning about China and the one child policy. He's like, oh my God. They kill the baby girls instead of making them sweet mamas. There are 1 million baby girls.
Bro, hold on. I figured it out.
Yeah.
We do detente.
Yeah.
We play the Indians against the Chinese by telling them they're killing all the baby girls.
Is that what détente means?
Yeah, you play them off each other, motherfucker. That yeah. It's new détente.
New détente.
They did China versus Russia. Now we're doing India versus China.
That was just one of those vocab words from high school where I was like, nah.
Dude, Nixon went over there playing ping pong. You motherfuckers don't
remember that? Nah, I ain't trying to be learning anything.
My man Richard.
Richard Milhouse.
I get an A in AAVE even though I'm not participating. They should offer that in high schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How fucking sick would that be?
That would be awesome.
Just an alternative high school where they offer AAVE.
They're for sure going to do that in like Park Slope at like a Montessori.
Yeah.
My son's taking AAVE. He's got straight A's. It's his favorite class.
The black kids still fail somehow.
Yeah.
They just make them. They make the curriculum against them.
He's like, he's out in the hallway. He's
the
like,
test questions don't make sense.
He's like out in the hallway. He's like, all right, y'all. Yeah, I'll see y'all later. Yeah. No, we'll link up after lunch, man. I'll see you. I'll be seeing you, man. And then he goes in the classroom. Good morning, teacher. How are you doing today? Like, Lamar, just talk how you do. Is it fucking Sean Connery? Just talk the way you do outside of the class. You can do it if you just try.
I was thinking they would rig it like they used to do the SATs.
You're the man now, dog.
Yeah, just stand and deliver. Just stand and talk the way you normally do. They're like, we aren't going to learn anything, teacher. Do you think you can bring your ass, which is made of crackers, into this office, thusly.
Dude, it's so funny. In high school, the Mexican kids used to like pretend that they couldn't speak Spanish because they and like so they wouldn't
do
have
Spanish
to test out.
Yeah. So they wouldn't have
miss,
to take
mi- like. Nah, miss. I swear, I don't know how to speak Spanish.
Why would they pretend not to know how to speak?
Because then they would make them take
be
another
easy.
Language.
They could just take the test. Yeah, then they'd have to take what, French
so wait,
or something.
You're not allowed to take Spanish if you already knew Spanish.
You have to have a foreign language.
But they have a foreign language.
No, but if you
that's
speak
fucking
it,
retarded. That's like, oh, this kid already knows math, so. He's not allowed to fucking take.
It's I get your point, but I see what you're
probably
saying
right.
Too.
But it seems seems like they don't need to learn.
They want them to be challenged.
No, that is literally racist.
It probably is. Yeah.
No, it's fucking racist. I mean, if you already have the fucking skill set, you can't take the class based on what?
No, they did. They just said that they
cheating,
didn't speak Spanish.
It's cheating when fucking Mexican kids do it, but literally any other skill you could possibly
have. Yeah, you have Jewish kids in there busting their asses every single day trying to learn a Spaniel.
Make it harder for the Jews.
I'm just saying somebody should shoot up that school.
And they're killing my curve, baby.
Oh, yeah. That is true. That is fucked up.
They're trying to protect... Yeah, exactly. They didn't even have to study.
People didn't get mad about that?
No, I mean, because the school wouldn't be like, no, like, you know how to speak Spanish. They would just be like, all right, you could take the class.
My friend,
but they'd be like, no, I don't know how to speak it. And then just, like, take naps and stuff.
That rules. Good for them.
Good for them, honestly.
My friend Costa I remember he was in ESOL, like English as a Second Language, but he didn't really know Greek.
If they don't,
just stupid as shit.
If they don't
and the
have
teachers
to,
didn't know that.
Yeah, if they're not allowed to take Spanish, they also shouldn't have to speak English in the rest of their classes.
Yeah, it's true.
If everybody else is coming in with one fucking language,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I went to Gino's Steaks High School. Famous Philadelphia
high
school.
Doesn't his gay son own it now?
Yeah.
Gino has a gay son?
Yeah.
That rules.
He's a gay son who's just as racist.
He's just as racist. Yeah. No solidarity there.
Yeah. Well, I hear people say that the gay white people are even more racist somehow.
Yeah, I buy that.
Or something. Mm-hmm.
I certainly buy that. I think that they're some of the worst people in the world. To be honest with you.
Or at least that they're very racist within the LGBTQ.
LGPG County.
LGPG County community.
Oh, man. Somebody should start calling PG County that.
LGPG?
Yeah. Where you guys live? LGPG County?
LGPGT County?
Nah, 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 nah.
I think it would be a little hard to figure out what you're getting at. If I just heard LGPG, I wouldn't necessarily know.
I would think of like the ladies PGA.
Yeah, but LGPG County, what do you mean when you say like LGBT? Nah,
I'm good off that.
Nah.
Miss me with that.
I was laughing about going to like rock climbing, but mm-hmm. not wanting to wear the dumb rock climbing shoes. So you go in like Tim's. And you're like sagging, and you're like fucking, you're already sagging, but then your pants come down, and everyone can see, and you're up your ass, and you're halfway up, and you're like, nah, nah, nah.
Nah, chill.
Nah, nah.
Stop
nah.
looking up chill. My ass.
Nah, 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 nah.
So you're just, someone's looking into your ass, like that's how, your right. cheeks are naturally spread.
You're halfway stuck up. Nah, nah.
Oh, yeah, I guess because you're probably spreading your legs to climb.
To climb, yeah.
Yeah.
To get up to the top of the rock.
I just watched that movie over Thanksgiving, Free Solo, with my dad.
What's that about? The new Star Wars movie?
No. That's
Han Solo. I've been keeping count. There are now 480 Star Wars movies.
I saw, yeah.
You
I
saw the so. New one, but you were on mushies.
I was on mushrooms, and I really only know what happened in like the last
yeah,
part.
Yeah, you went viral
I for doing exactly mushrooms. Go
you,
viral.
You had a big post.
You had a big post. All the right wing accounts loved it. So maybe you should think about what kind of people you're.
I was on the front page of Breitbart.
Did they? Should I do a rebrand?
Well, they said that because Shane let them down. You're going to be the new hope of conservative right wing comedy,
dude. Absolutely. If I can get on Mike Huckabee's show, I'm in.
Dude, shout out.
I want to make my late night debut on Mike Huckabee's show.
Dude, have you ever seen his him doing stand up at the beginning of the show?
Mike fuck a baby.
It's insane.
Hold on, Nick's going.
All right, yeah, yeah, Nick.
What was that?
Mike fuck a baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You got if you want to have. I can't do him.
Yeah, I don't know what his voice sounds mm-hmm. like. If you want to have gay sex.
Yeah, he sounds like a nerd.
Not gay.
Like me. I sound cool.
Yeah. If you want to have sex with a child.
Maybe I'll go get a massage after this. I limp my ass down to China.
Why don't you massage my penis with your tongue? Do you think that'll
help? My friend Ben.
That'll help.
It might.
My friend works in restaurants, and he said that there's a really good place where it's like $40 or something.
It's funny. It's because, you know.
Do they suck you off?
He's on his feet all the time, so his back sucks.
Do they suck you off? I'm considering getting sucked off.
No, he said it's not a suck-off place.
Fuck.
None of them suck you off. They beat you off.
No, you could get a condom blowjob. Those were the options.
Maybe.
My
Maybe I'll get sucked
one
off.
Time. What?
I've been thinking about, because I was getting
honestly,
a massage.
If the massage was nice, it would
right.
be nice.
I got a great massage and I was so relaxed.
It would be a nice
and she started,
punctuation mark.
She started getting close to my cock and I guess just rubbing my thigh. And I was like, I wasn't thinking about this when I came in.
Yeah.
But if you she started like jerking my
I
cock,
only like going if I already have a problem. I don't know, like, what kind of, like, you know, knots or adhesions you get in, like, underneath your shoulder blade, but I used to always get those, and when I would go and just get that, like, fucked up.
At, yeah, you, yeah.
That was the best.
Yeah, these bitches had fucking rough-ass hands.
Come here.
I got a massage right before going to Greece, and I felt bad.
I went to, like, a fancy day spa once in Manhattan.
You mean a gay spa?
A gay spa. Mm-hmm. And...
Got your
it
ass!
Was, it was a homosexual... It wasn't good.
Ouch. Got him. Got him. He's gay.
But the guy
silence.
Fucked, the guy fucked my back up. That's the only like
with his penis.
No, he blew my back up. Yeah. No, he just wasn't a good massage.
What if he had a huge?
I paid like $150.
Listen to this.
Like $100.
Listen to this. What if he had a huge penis? And he got it hard, and he used it kind of like a foam roller.
Uh huh.
But he would have to rotate. Around. Exactly. He had the kind of core strength where he could use his cock like a thing, and he was tiny also, but a huge penis.
Yeah.
What if that was the best massage of all time?
That would have been
it?
A better
would
massage.
Would you get it?
Yeah. Why the hell not, dude?
Raw penis on back.
Oh, I thought you wear a towel.
He would not wear a condom. You wouldn't wear, you know.
I kind of want to go using massage.
Would you
oils?
Hold on, yeah. Nick? Would you get that massage?
No, because foam rollers suck.
Well, it's the best. But hold on, you didn't hear
more.
What
I need
said.
More pressure. I need.
You
direct.
Didn't hear what I said.
Maybe somebody with the pointiest dick. In
that's
the world,
general concept, but it happens to be the best massage of all time.
No, it maybe if it was somebody,
but
with
it will be. Very, but he also comes on you at the end.
A very sharp penis.
Fine, he has that kind of penis.
Yeah.
And he busts a load at the end,
and
though.
He gets into, like, a T position.
Yeah.
And balances himself.
Okay.
Like, you know, one of those eagles?
Yes.
Those little eagles you can
balance.
You could bring to elementary school, and you're like, guess you learned magic over the weekend, you fucking faggots.
Yep, I remember that.
Everyone's like, shut up.
Shut the fuck up. Give us that
give
shit.
Me, I want it.
It's mine now.
Now I'm doing the magic.
Now I've got magic, and
now
you're
I'm,
actually gay.
You're fucking gay, and I'm not.
Yeah, I remember elementary
it's
school.
It's so funny. It's just the gayest toys that, like, would be popular.
The yo-yo era?
I remember this Korean kid had, like, an eyeball that was, like... So it was, like, a ball, but then inside the ball, it, like, suspended in, like, oil or something, was, like, a plastic eyeball. So you would roll it, and the eyeball would always stay.
Yeah, those things are cool.
I'll fuck with that. That's, like, a gyroscope.
Yeah.
It's, like, from a quarter machine.
He let me borrow it for the summer in between first and second grade. And I was like, this... I loved Korea.
Yeah, dude.
He's the nicest guy.
Was he trying to fuck you?
No, I think that was just part of their culture, is you give a white man an eyeball. His grandma was like, this will be a curse on him.
Yeah, they were spying on you.
Yeah, right.
It's their fucking ancestor's eyeball, dude, from the tomb.
Their grandcestors.
From Seoul.
You know, I think about my grandcestors. What my grandcestors would say about this.
Do you guys remember the yo-yo era?
Yeah.
Walking the dog.
When yo-yos came back.
I tried the yo-yo once and couldn't do it. And I was like, this is fake.
Fancy-ass yo-yos came back for a while.
I love those, dude. Yeah. I remember, down memory lane.
Sleeping. You remember trying to sleep a yo-yo, but it would just turn sideways? I
hated that.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
My friend got nailed real hard in the nards once with someone yo-yoing.
Good.
Yeah. And it was very funny.
Dude, when I fucking rocked the cradle successfully... Is there a better feeling than doing that little triangle shit?
Yeah.
And rocking the fucking cradle?
I think getting your dick sucked.
I think true love. True love might be a better feeling.
Nah. The one
true
I
love.
Said.
No. If I had to pick one, I would pick Nick's.
Meeting the one, maybe.
Would they suck your dick on heroin?
Doing heroin while they sucked your dick.
That would be pretty sick.
Then breaking up with them.
Yeah, right after you
so
nut.
So that you can meet.
Right after you nut.
So you can meet the two. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then number two, getting fucked in my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell? Who said that?
Yeah, just a Mormon guy that's like, I think you're the seven. I've never met anybody like you that made me feel like you're the seventh person for me.
Oh, fuck. J'aime le pussy.
What a crazy religion. It's like you can get as much pussy as you want, but you got to dress gay and you got to smile all the time.
You got to be incredibly nice, not cuss.
That is a fucked up trade-off, dude.
Yeah.
Wealthy.
I can't I can't fucking celebrate how much pussy I'm getting by yelling at people.
By wearing sweatpants and cutting people off in traffic.
And saying, fuck you.
And going, bitch, in traffic. Saying that shit to people.
Bitch,
I think they,
bitch.
Cutting them off.
Bitch.
Shut up. I just fucked. I'm on my way to GameStop.
I just got head, bitch.
I just got head. I'm going to go buy COD.
Yep.
And fucking, and then living off my girlfriend.
I'm getting another GameCube controller, bitch.
Yeah, it sucks because it's like you can't really be that guy in your 30s.
Yeah, you can.
You can be that guy at 21 and it rocks.
You're the coolest guy of all time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm drunk driving my girlfriend's car. Yeah, I've been drunk driving my girlfriend's car to GameStop.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
and everyone kind of laughs it off like, oh, he's 20.
Yeah. That's just what it's your life at 19. Yeah. And you do that at 33, and then
the
you're
Jesus
like,
year.
You're a fucking Darren Aronofsky movie.
That's right.
So what are your guys' New Year's resolutions?
Nothing.
Double the bread, double the head every year, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to make fresh pasta this year.
Sounds fucking lame.
I'm going to learn 19
It tastes
languages.
So much better than
I'm committed
fluent.
To no, being not if completely fluent.
Well, then I'm not going to make you any.
Fuck, really?
Yeah, I was going to invite you over for fresh pasta sometime.
Are you going to have a pasta maker?
I want to get a KitchenAid, and they, you can get an attachment to make fresh pasta. Yeah.
What is that, the food processor KitchenAid?
No, KitchenAid's like that big thing with the bowl. It's up there. Nick has one.
Oh, shit.
Is that a KitchenAid?
No, that's a mixer, dude.
It's a mixer. Yeah.
What do you fuck? You make cakes, Nick? What
KitchenAid
do you have
is
shit
a
for?
Brand.
Yeah, but it's also a mixer is also called a KitchenAid.
I got, you know, pancakes and shit. It's great for that. But like what you need it for is like making dough and stuff.
Well, there's an attachment for that that's like a crank that you
and
can
it spits out
you
makes
can
pasta.
Feed you could feed pasta through it or like you make the
pasta. But you know,
that makes me horny.
I made pierogies with it. That was the first thing I did. So I made some dough and then
young Nicholas.
Rolled that shit out.
Nick's getting nice, dude.
No, I mean it was and then I what I did was I blended some liverwurst, and then put that with caramelized onions.
I'm listening.
And then I made pierogies.
Inside that bitch.
Boiled some pierogies.
You boiled them.
I love boiled pierogies.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Son, I fuck with a fried one every once in a while.
Son,
I always order fried.
Boiled pierogies.
You can't get them all fried. It's too rich.
Yeah, it's too rich, and also you're gay.
That's so fucking true.
Don't care, didn't ask, also you're gay.
That shit is so
I love
that,
true. That meme, that don't care, didn't ask, plus you're Jewish.
Yeah. Is that the original one?
There's a million of them.
Yeah. What is the original
probably
one?
Probably, plus you're white.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
There's no way it's not that one.
You're right.
And then the boys found it and made it more fun.
What boys?
The boys found it and fixed it.
Yeah.
How many Jews are there in the world? Not that many,
like,
right?
Nothing, yeah.
I think there's...
But did you guys read that cool article in the New York Times?
There's that, you know that in Union Square, that like number? That keeps track.
Yeah. What is that? It's a clock or something?
We got to get that going the other way, if you know what I'm saying.
See, he doesn't know what it is. That's how you know. That's what it has actually. That.
No, but really what it is, because the numbers don't make sense.
I'm going to mute his microphone
all right,
or his headphones real quick.
Okay.
It's actually, it keeps track of all the Jews. Welcome back, Adam.
Yeah.
All right, hear that, Adam?
You know what? You guys can keep that between you. If you want to keep secrets in this triad that we have?
We have a lot of secrets.
You and Sav?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me some.
We're a dyad.
Secret of the Nim.
For the new year, tell me one secret.
Secret of the U's. What other movies have we watched? Secret Garden.
Savage Garden.
Secret Partner. Secret Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Secrets.
Truthful Pussy.
Yeah. True Guys.
True Guys and Pussy
There's
Tapes.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me you were a guy?
Why didn't you show me your penis earlier?
I didn't know you had a penis.
I thought you did not have a penis.
You're listening to the Arnold Schwarzenegger Impression Video Game Wrestling Podcast. You're listening to the...
Get to my penis!
Yeah, we're going to talk about really cool stuff, and we're going to talk about some really creepy stories, some ghost, spooky ghost stories.
There's a ghost. New Jersey has a ghost.
This is really cool. We did research by reading a book about the ghost of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. This is and
basically what we're going to do is kind of summarize that in a really shitty way.
Yeah,
and not be funny about it.
I read the book. It's me, Arnold from UCB.
Hi, Arnold.
Putting the classes I took 15 years ago to use by reading the book.
Spot on, Arnold.
By reading the book.
Yeah, but reading the book, I've become a fat-titted mess. I am a fucking bitch and an embarrassment to my father. Even though everyone who listens to NPR listens to my show.
Fuck.
Yeah.
My dick. In the middle of your ass, my dick.
Have you seen all the new anti-Semitic hate crimes? We got a new style of anti-Semitism.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a denier.
This time, the brothers are getting a little
taste. Oh, yeah, what happened?
I don't know. Who gives a
shit? Some guy stabbed a rabbi?
Then people are like, oh, it's a black guy, but you look at him, and I'm pretty sure that's a fucking Aboriginal.
Wow. Australia.
He looks like one of those guys from The Last Wave. You ever see that movie?
No.
Is it about surfing?
It's about surfing.
I've seen...
That's cool.
It's about what if there's only one wave left?
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's fucked up, dude.
What would you do? You'd garner the app back and kill a bunch of Aboriginals. And that's what happens in the movie.
To ride the tasty wave.
Dude, I would have to ride that wave. Get pitted.
I'll tell you what, there's a blue wave you can ride.
Oh, what kind of wave?
All the Democrats are trying to get their dicks hard, but they can't.
Oh.
Because Trump is in office stealing all the pussy.
That's why it's called Blue Chew?
Yeah, that's why it's called BlueChew.com.
/pussy.
/PUSSY.
Good. I got to tell you guys, I use this product all the time.
BlueChew.com.
And it makes my cock hard.
BlueChew.com.
And it feels good because you jack your cock off and it feels heavier than normal,
Blue penis.
That's a
penis.
Thing nobody talks about. That's not in the copy. That's directly from me as a user.
Feel hotter and heavier.
It does. It literally does, which is a cool feeling. You feel like your dick is a little club.
My main problem is
a hot little club that you're going to use to beat up some
pussy.
That
my dick is often
politely
cold, just like my heart.
Mm-hmm.
My cold heart and my cold dick.
That's true.
My Cormac McCarthy.
Yep.
Behold my limp penis.
Mm-hmm.
Dangling in the wind. I can't.
That's right.
I can't.
Yeah,
I've never read any of his shit.
It's
he did The Road, right?
It's good. It's too good for me to fucking
yeah.
Without sitting down and writing,
thinking
it out.
About it.
Also, I have a cold, and I've taken too many Blue Chews.
You sound stuffed up from Blue Chews.
Yeah,
which is does
well, you're
happen.
You're not supposed to rail them, dude.
There are zero side effects.
No side effects except a hard ass penis
and hot ears.
You won't feel a little weird.
The only side effect
sure.
is maybe you won't die alone because sure. you'll be able to have
maybe
sex.
You find the love of your
although
life.
That's from the Cialis ones. And I'll say this:
yeah.
the second and third
it'll
day,
make,
your cock sings.
It'll make hot women love you. For
oh yeah, long. That shit works for a while.
Oh yeah,
36 hours they say.
No, absolutely. And I find my cock to be really, it's kind of mm-hmm. like drugs. You got to time it just right.
You yeah. got an operatic type
I found
dick.
My cock really hits its
BlueChew.com.
Stride the second full day.
Yeah. Mm. Well, let's start saying the fucking the thing up for top. The copy. Which,
the copy, yeah.
I don't think we need to do that. I was talking
not
about
the,
how it makes your cock
no,
heavier.
Not the copy, the code.
Oh, yeah, BlueChew.com/pussy.com.
Yeah, slash.
BlueChew.com/cumtown.
/BlueChew.com.
BlueChew.
Baltimore. Yeah, Baltimore.
What it do, dummy?
I can't wait to get my pussy fucked mm-hmm. by somebody taking BlueChew.
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 I'm a black woman from Baltimore, yeah. and I can't wait to get my pussy fucked. I can't wait to shit out of
by
my
someone
ass.
Using BlueChew.
Because I
BlueChew.
I go in there and I pretend.
I'm not from Baltimore.
I pretend I'm leaking.
I'm trying to put a hot dog in my pussy.
Where the fuck is the copy?
Dude, it's actually in my ass, and you have to get it out with
yo,
your,
we got
to
get it out
tongue.
Of Stav's ass. Stav, right, bend over.
No, I'm just trying to remember the promo code.
I'm trying
it's
to open
it's
it.
Cumtown, isn't it?
Yeah.
BlueChew.com/cumtown.
Damn. These,
and you get,
both of your cheeks have so much mass, it's really hard to pull them apart.
Yeah, hold on.
You sucked it farther in.
No, that's me spreading my ass, but it's wet because I'm horny.
I don't understand how that's the noise.
Your ass doesn't get horny? Your ass doesn't get wet when you're horny?
No, my ass doesn't get wet when I'm horny.
Wow, dude. That's another thing Blue Chew does. It self-lubricates your asshole. So if you're gay in a bottom, it makes your dick hard and your ass soaking wet. So just ready to get a penis slid on up there. It also works if you're a woman and you want your ass wet.
The promo code is Cumtown and you get your first order free.
Wow. So there's a couple of times your dick will be hard, free, and you'll think of us. All I ask is when you use Blue Chew to make your prickadill stiff around, to make your prickadocciliani
stiff around,
to get your prickadocciliani.
You know, a good use for it is you take a couple of Blue Chews and then you sit in the garage with the car running, because everybody's dick gets hard when they die, but you want it to be as hard as possible.
You want ultra rigor mortis. You want the fucking paramedic that finds you to be so horny by how hard your dick is that they pull out their pussy and or ass and just slide
on
top of
your dead
ass
cock. That's
the
best part about X-Files was imagining that you were a dead body and Scully would have to suck you off.
Suck my fucking penis.
That's what you should. Honestly, if I was on the X-Files, what I would do is I would get the tiniest glow stick I could find, and put it in my urethra, take a Blue Chew, and then, I don't know, kill myself, but like in an alien mask.
Yeah.
And then fucking Sully would be like, you know, taking her notes, like lacerations to the third metacarpal. Discombobulated brain.
Yep.
Cardio. Simonized thing. And it appears there is something in the penile shaft. There's an alien technology with an
that needs to be sucked out through the use of suction technology,
taking my breast out of my shirt to suck on camera, and I will now be uploading the autopsy video to the time machine in the FBI's office that goes back to 3 weeks ago. That guess who's hacked into? It's me.
That's so smart.
And it's me masturbating 3 weeks earlier to the video of Scully sucking
your
my
dead
dick.
Body.
I suck.
So you know you're gonna die in 3 weeks.
Yes,
but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scully is called the. They call him the New Jersey ghost. They did a spooky stories podcast.
He's going to get his dick sucked.
They did a spooky stories podcast about him.
He's getting his dick sucked.
I really
like
it. I listened to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and then the Spooky Guys.
The Spooky Scary Story Boys?
The Spooky Boys.
I am gay. Please fuck me.
Suck him up.
Please suck on my
penis. If you want to get your dick sucked by BlueChew.com, you go to BlueChew.com, promo code Cumtown. Get your order for free.
Oh, my God.
It's easy. Online consult. They're better than Salad. They're better than Viagra and Cialis, as they pronounce in Italy, where it's from.
Yep.
BlueChew is all
Silvio Berlusconi had it funded. He put all the money.
Yeah,
it's all manufactured.
He made it for his bunga bunga parties
by real blue collar guys. You're supporting Bernie Sanders, union factory workers that make dick pills.
Yep.
Like imagine the guys from The Deer Hunter. You know, it's those guys.
Yeah,
it's the bitch from Flashdance making those pills.
Getting my dick hard on a Saturday night. I just want to fuck some pussy, but I'm usually can't get hard.
I can't get my penis hard. Yeah, BlueChew.com.
Now with Blue Chew and my penis is hard. I'm getting sucked off and I'm not gay anymore.
Well, I don't know what song you're doing.
Isn't that...
She's a maniac.
Yeah. That's the beginning part of that song.
She's a
now my dick is hard. Dick is hard. I'm not gay.
Yeah, there you go. I like
and
that.
And my wife doesn't think I'm gay anymore. Because my dick is hard. Dick is hard as shit now.
It's very funny for me to constantly...
And I use promo code Cumtown
at the store. It's
very good.
A guy in Iran killed it. And his wife's constantly having to come home to him and his friend, like, sweating.
Yeah.
In the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Just being like, oh, we were just talking about the microwave.
We were just discussing technology.
We were just, you're not allowed to look at me.
Did not come, you cannot read science.
Yeah.
You cannot come to the science room.
We are having, we are doing math in here, and you can't come in.
You cannot try to read.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dick is on.
I love that.
Oh yeah,
I love that, dude. You know, that fucking that guy pulled a gun out in Texas. And they got him. They got his ass.
Did they?
Yeah.
What happened,
dude? That video is sick.
What?
This guy gets up, he pulls a shotgun out, he gets one guy.
Where?
Another dude fucking caps him from like 50 feet away.
Oh,
just that, paints damn. The wall with his brain.
Are they right? Should everyone have guns?
I mean, like, I think the reason people aren't talking about it is because, like, I mean, it depends on it. They passed a law recently in Texas saying that you can carry a gun in a church.
Nice.
And then so mm-hmm. some people are like, this is a direct result of that law. But then you watch the video and it's like, oh, if all of these, there would be so many people dead if, like, that church wasn't filled with people packing.
Yep.
So it is like, because, you know, nobody's right 100% of the time, especially with, like, hypotheticals like that. It's like, this is one case where it definitely was the result of,
yeah,
you know, I mean, if there wasn't a guy with a gun there, it would have been a much bigger problem.
But was it no scope? Did he headshot?
Yeah, handgun.
Handgun.
I mean, it's a grainy video, but the guy, you can see the guy that fucking gets him. He's on the other side of the room. Dude, the guy pulls the shotgun out. One guy draws on him. He shoots that guy, and the other guy just, like, fucking, like, gets him.
Wow.
You know how hard that guy
regular
is?
Regular OK Corral. Yeah.
That's the one guy in history that has done that. How fucking awesome you must feel.
Yeah, I think I want to shoot a gun in 2020. Have you shot a gun?
No.
We should go do that.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. It's fun. I've
never done it.
It's expensive, though. You got to rent the gun, and then
you got to go out to Jersey or something.
What
if we get an illegal gun?
You can probably just go upstate.
What if we get an AK off the black market?
They probably have AKs you can shoot.
Interesting.
Yeah, fuck it. You can shoot ARs and shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want a Desert Eagle, dude.
Yeah, I mean, actually, they're like rifles aren't fun to shoot, really. In my experience, I've only gone a couple of times, but yeah, like something like a 38, like a revolver. Those are fun. 9mm are boring. You can only shoot like a 45.
Yeah.
That shit's fun.
Okay.
Because they'll be like, oh, it's your first time. We'll give you like a 22. And that's, it's, you might as well just.
I'm not a bitch.
Yeah.
You might as well shoot a fucking
pellet
gun. Give me a fucking bazooka, bitch.
No, yeah. I want a lady's gun. James Bond style.
I want a Saturday Night Special, but I want to get it out of my ankle every time.
Yeah. No, I want that suspenders belt holster thing the cops have.
Instinct to go and like learn how to shoot accurately. And it's like, this is a fucking waste. It's like, imagine if you went bowling, and every time you threw the ball, it cost $5, you know? So it's like, are you going to try and be good at bowling, or are you going to pick the heaviest ball and try and hook that shit to something that looks cool? Yeah. You're going to have the most fun possible.
That's true.
Are you going to try and throw the ball into someone else's lane or break the floorboards?
Yeah.
I heard from a friend.
Are you going to try and slam dunk?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to slide. You're going to fucking risky business slide all the down the end of the... mm-hmm. I would love to like somehow make it to the top level of competition in bowling and then just be doing shit like that.
Dude, there's a new guy.
Or you'd be the only black guy that's a professional bowler and you're doing stuff like that and then say that like they're not embracing black bowling culture.
That's right.
By allowing things
traditional
like that.
Traditional black bowling culture.
How come that doesn't...
They don't have the leadership
you don't have
skills.
None of that. Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just start a black bowling
league. He's bowling too athletic.
And you're allowed to,
too flashy.
You're allowed to slide all the way down.
He needs to stop hot dogging.
Yeah, you're allowed to go over the line as long as you continue sliding. Uh-huh. And so it's like a dude doing a cool pose, sliding all the
way
down.
That would be awesome.
And then just slamming the fucking bowling ball into the pins.
You could also, but you could do that. But people can play defense and hit you in the nuts with the ball.
That's right.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And you got a juke.
The police are there and they have guns.
And they have guns and and if you better not,
you better
get
not.
Out of line.
Yeah.
Because officer, what's his face, you know?
It's the dumbest
sport. He's going to stand his ground.
Bowling sucks.
There's a new guy that's revolutionized the sport. My buddy was telling
me. Is that real?
He goes, two hands.
No.
And wicked spin.
Shut up.
Yeah, there's a new guy.
There's a two-handed bowler.
And he's revolutionized the sport.
Is that legal?
I swear, dude. I'll look it up, man.
Look it up, bitch.
It's like started in 2018. It's very new.
Nah, I would have heard of this.
It's fresh.
Stav is very abreast of the bowling ball community.
I'm abreast of a lot of stuff. Anything you can be abreast of, I am, because it reminds me of breasts.
Oh, wow. I didn't think of that. Yep. Bowling two-handed rules.
Yeah. There's a two-hander guy USBC that's just really...
modifies rules on bowling.
He's a young Australian man.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people are saying, is it an evolution of the sport or an unfair advantage? Jason Belmonte, that's his name. I don't know if he's Australian.
Mm, interesting.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wicked spin. Oh, yeah, he is Australian. Look at this guy. What a fucking psycho.
Jason Belmonte?
Yeah.
What about Jason Bell Ass Cheeks?
Yeah, Jason Bell Ass Cheeks.
Yeah.
How about that?
You fucking killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Belmonte. Let's see this shit.
Oh, this guy. I like how pumped they get after a strike.
Mm-hmm.
I would
feel that too.
They Ric Flair.
He bowls with two hands.
But
that's the thing, man. If you like watch those PBA videos, the people that bowl at the competitive level, it's like you win because the other guy fucks up barely once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's you gotta say perfect.
Oh, here the score is 300 to 298. 299 to 298, you know, it's like, and the game maxes out.
It's a game of perfection.
Other fucking sports aren't like that. It's not like fucking, you know, football is like, you can only get 9 touchdowns a game, and every game the final score is like 9-8, you know.
Yeah, but isn't there something beautiful about that?
No.
Poetic?
No.
It's about perfection.
Boom goes.
That's
the
a
dynamite.
Classic. Boom Goes Dynamite is a classic.
No,
though.
this is a Jason Belmonte video.
Fuck him, dude.
Yeah.
Why? Jason Belmonte can suck my fucking
game,
dick.
Dog.
Yeah.
Yo, if you mother, if anybody knows Jason Belmonte, tell him I said it's on site. I'll fuck his ass up.
The guys that call bowling games.
Yeah.
Just show their cool things that they say.
Yeah.
Making Boom. It the top of that word or world.
Yeah.
And there goes the ball, and it's fuck the pins in the ass.
Jason Belmonte, pull up, bitch.
Ladies
Text
and gentlemen.
I'll drop a pin.
It's
beers, fuck you, you beers, Australian piece of shit.
Beers and wings, and the birds may sing. Tonight, we're here in the lanes, greased up, lubed up, ready to get fucked. Jason Belmonte returns. The two-handed faggot. The Australian devil, the ghost of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, cheese dick, fuck face, Junior. That's returns right. from mm-hmm. jail where he was for not paying child support. The reigning champ, he only knows how to bowl. We go live to him now.
Bowling.
One of the greatest minds in bowling. Easily the smartest person in the world of bowling. Locked in a cage until his 17th birthday, he was released directly into a Bowl America in Dover, Delaware. He was allowed to eat the crumb off the bottom of the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he learned that life is about hard work and
getting your dick sucked.
Who the?
I just want to see if Belmonte's got
who
a fine
Who in the
ass
hell
chick.
Is calling me?
Check and see what Belmonte's pussy
I'm looking
game's
at
about.
His Instagram. But I don't have...
Be honest. Do you think I could fuck him up?
Fuck who?
He's 5'11", it says.
Oh, so what?
No chance. Look at this. He's got this fucking...
I have a low center of
he's
gravity.
He's got like a Google Glass thing on.
Dude, that guy's a bitch.
Dude, yeah. Jason Belmonte?
Belmonte's a fucking bitch.
Dude, he's changing the game, dude.
He's changing... He's about to change his diaper because I'm about to fuck him in the ass so hard his ass won't have any elasticity left.
So he'll just poop.
So he'll be fucking... All constantly be leaking shit. You hear that, Belmonte, dude?
Belmonte, you're on notice.
You're on notice, brother. Bowling, how rich can you get off bowling?
His net worth is, I'm looking at him now, $32,000. So in the bowling world, he is a millionaire.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
Anyway, he's like Australian, so he's like the greatest bowler they have. And he missed out on the competition last year because he couldn't afford the plane trip to Columbus, Ohio.
Is that real?
Sure.
I wish it was.
This is all about facts.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure he's got some great endorsement deals. You know, like
What's a bowling company?
Like a bowling shoe company, maybe?
What are they called?
A ball company?
The Kings.
Are there cool bowling shoes?
Where the
Who's the Jordan of bowling? Does he have any bowling
Princes
shoes?
Princes of the universe.
It's not Belmonte. Fuck Belmonte.
Belmonte
dude.
Is probably coming
Don't
out with
even
heat.
Fucking say
he's
that.
Probably dropping heat, dude.
Dude.
Insane, stop talking about Belmonte.
Insane colorways.
I don't fuck with him.
Insane colorways.
He does not have good colorways.
No,
dude.
I got some dead stock Belmonte ones.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm trying to
if
sell them.
If I see
right
them,
now.
I'm going to take a fat fucking shit in them.
You best not, dude, because they're inbox, never worn.
I don't give a fuck.
Dead stock.
Why aren't there cool bowling shoes? It's all those like a little fucking gay tap dancer yeah. shoes.
Yeah.
But they're different colors.
There should be cooler ones.
There should be fucking awesome bowling shoes, dude. That you can get pussy in. What kind of shoes, if you could pick one shoe to get pussy in, what would it be?
To get pussy in?
Yeah. If you could only pick one shoe.
Like to wear while you're fucking?
While you're fucking or getting your dick sucked.
I don't know, something sensible with a lot of traction. Something traction that I can get some
big.
Torque.
So you get some, yep.
You need torque.
Something with a grip on the bottom.
Some grip. You don't
honestly,
want to be sliding all around.
So honestly, it's
you don't want to be wearing like Vans or something.
You know what's crazy? Bowling shoes might actually be good.
No, bowling are slippy.
I thought they meant they're meant
like
to
flat.
Not slip. Oh, so like a hiking boot?
Yeah, I would fucking Merrells.
Okay.
I'd fucking a pair of Keens.
I would pick light up sneaker, LA gear.
Oh, because you're more into the razzle dazzle aspect.
I'm all about being flashy when I'm getting pussy. So I would like put my leg up on stuff and fuck, and I'd be looking at the fucking light ups, and I would get even harder because I'm looking at my shoes.
Oh, my penis hurts.
Nick, what kind of shoes would you have sex in?
Orthopedic shoes.
Yeah.
With Velcro?
Yeah. My back hurts from... I'm getting sympathetic pains from blowing out your back. So I need orthopedic shoes.
Yeah. How much fucking standing up do you do? Do you do any...
I mean, that's pretty much the only type
the
of
only
fucking
way
I do.
The only standing up.
Most girls I hook up with are 6'2"
yeah.
or so,
yeah.
So I can fuck up.
Adam has a web in the top of his bedroom with a simulation rope that he descends from.
Yeah, so I could do the Spider-Man's kiss.
So he goes, no, I just, we're kind of, you can hang out as friends and you can take a sleep in my bed while I'm going to be a gentleman in the bed, in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a secret trap door on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And he comes in.
See my little penis.
And then the girl's like oh my God, Spider-Man?
No, yeah. The roof, he scurries out along mm-hmm. on the ceiling in the middle of the night. And he goes,
and suck then, my little penis in
right.
the spider.
Yeah.
Honestly, tell me a more romantic kiss than the Mary Jane Spider-Man upside
that
down
Spider-Man,
kiss.
You are an actual spider.
Mm-hmm. He's saying
so
you're a spider.
In this story, you're a spider, you're not Spider-Man.
You're doing shit like...
I'm a Spider-Man.
You're dripping.
Yeah.
This
Nick,
poison dripping.
I think what Nick is saying is that you are raping women yeah. as a spider.
As a spider.
No, I'm not.
He's
raping,
not saying
I'm
you're. He's not.
The spider,
well, he's laying out this hypothetical.
The spider also has Morgan Freeman's voice for some reason.
Mm.
Well, that's my own voice.
That's
just
hot.
Doing
though.
A Morgan Freeman.
I'm ready to have sex.
I think women yeah. would be into that because he's got a deep voice.
I'm the spider who's ready to have sex, said the spider to the fly.
But I think what you're saying, Adam, is that you use that as a tool of seduction.
The first time I saw yeah. a pussy, I knew I was going to fuck it. Pussy came into Shawshank and I knew I was going to have sex with it.
Suck my penis. Ole do it.
Yeah.
I saw Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
Oh, you loved it, no?
It was fucking great.
It's so sick.
The first time I saw Uncut Gems, I thought they were all Jewish.
They pretty much were.
There's one Armenian.
Who?
The first time I saw Armenians,
the brother-in-law,
I thought
Arno?
They were retarded.
Yeah.
He's Armenian?
Yeah, because they're at Passover and everyone's like, what's this fucking goy doing here?
A lot of people are mad at me
they
because
were...
I raped Ashley Judd.
Did he?
I don't know, but it would be nice to imagine one of those late 90s thrillers, and it's like a blue faded image of him and then a red one of her, and there's like a police car and a house, and it's raining, and it's called The Raping of Ashley Judd.
Oh, the actual actress, not a character in the movie?
Hey, right, this is the name of the movie.
I see.
Oh.
He's like, no, I'm here to help you.
But that's Morgan Freeman's name.
Right.
He's Ashley Judd.
In the movie, I play Ashley Judd. And that's confusing for a lot of people because Ashley Judd is already in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, why isn't it the other way around? And I'll say, well, we're actors.
That's right.
Yeah, you can play many parts.
Why would Ashley Judd be raped in the movie? That's just a lie. I'll play Ashley,
so,
and Ashley
Morgan
gets to
play Freeman
me.
Is getting yeah. raped on camera by Ashley Judd.
That's right.
Who's, and to be clear, she's playing the role of Morgan Freeman.
She's playing Andy Dufresne.
Oh, she's playing Andy Dufresne.
Who is the man who rapes Ashley Judd, who's played by me.
I see. And so Andy Dufresne is just part of the Shawshank universe?
He directed the movie.
I see.
There's a different guy.
A different guy named Andy Dufresne.
Named Andy Dufresne.
Not the actor who played Andy Dufresne.
Listen, this is my idea for a movie. I got like once. Morgan Freeman's one of those celebrities that like once every 18 months they'll like just somebody will be like, "What do you think about trans people?" And he's like, "I think they should all be put into a giant meat grinder." And people are like, "How dare he say this?" It's like, don't ask that guy. He's like 200 years old.
Has
and
he
didn't
said
he
something
fuck
like
his
that?
Stepdaughter or something?
He said what's your stepdaughter? He said unwoke things. I think. Yeah, yeah. But he's like one of those guys they ask
or niece
like
or something.
Yeah. The first time I had sex with my niece, I knew I wasn't going to bust. There was something about her charm. I wanted to bust, but I couldn't.
If someone's too charming, Morgan Freeman can't bust.
Right. I can't remember any of the lines from Shawshank.
Yeah, some about yeah. I remember the line when the sisters raped yeah. him.
Name's Red. Why do they call you that? Because I'm gay. because I'm a gay man.
Oh yeah, that's a good one right there. Yeah.
That's definitely why they call him that.
So that's. Is there any other reason? No. Yeah.
The first time I told Andy Dufresne that I was gay, I knew I wanted to fuck him. What did Naga just gonna look at lines? I've only seen that movie once.
Yeah, I've only seen parts of it.
Yeah, that for like years that was like bro's favorite movie.
Why?
Yeah, it's like the one movie a bro can cry at.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
I don't know. Because one bro said it was all right.
Yeah,
and so it didn't.
That
violate.
And Love Actually too.
Love Actually sucks my dick.
Bros
dude.
Started liking Love Actually.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, serious.
Hope is a dangerous thing. He says a lot of things in this. I have to remind myself that some birds aren't meant to be caged.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, the gay ones. Namely, yep. Your homosexual impulses.
That's true.
I tell you, those voices soared higher and farther than anybody in a gay place dares to dream.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I haven't seen the movie. I think you're not going to top Why They Call You Red because yeah. I'm gay.
I know. I'm just literally reading quotes from the movie. Yeah. In a half-assed Morgan Freeman impression.
Oh, yes. I am horny for pussy.
Yeah.
What are
Why
some
they call you?
Who was the guy sick. In? Who was the guy in Shawshank? What was his name?
Tim Robbins. Who was Susan Sarandon's common-law husband.
He plays Andy That's Dufresne. Right.
Do you guys ever jack off to Ashley Robbins?
Ashley Robbins.
She's like a redhead Russian who used that as a fake name.
The raping
for
of
porn?
Ashley
for
Robbins.
Porn. And she only ever, I only ever saw her suck dick once. She would do a lot of softcore. And that's one of my great
I tell you.
Holy grails is seeing her do a full hardcore. I think there was also a bi scene.
I would love to get my penis sucked by Ashley Robbins.
So if anybody, okay, I don't usually make appeals to the fan base.
Does anybody want to fuck my ass?
But if anybody has a hardcore video of Ashley Robbins being fucked.
Hey, it's me.
Tweet it at me.
Jay Stevenson, famous actor Jay Stevenson. Just doing impressions of people, and then they have to go like, oh yeah, I know that guy.
Hello, it's me, Jay Stevenson.
It's me, Marcus Wilde. It's me, famous actor Marcus Wilde.
Marcus, so good to see you again, brother.
Hello, I'm gay.
Yes.
Yes.
It's me, Gay Eric of England Town fame.
Yes.
From England Town.
That is correct.
And I've ridden my hot air balloon all the way here.
This is a preview of the live show in Australia.
Gay Eric. Like,
yeah, we saw Gay Eric at Fringe last year.
The Adventures of Gay Eric.
It's really cool stuff. Really inventive, you know? Like, really, he does sort of like an absurd
thing. I'm Gay Eric. I'm in my hot air balloon.
Yeah, it's a lot like Emo Phillips, but with none of the jokes.
No jokes.
There's no jokes in it because...
Which was kind of holding him back.
Yeah.
All the jokes.
Yeah, we tried doing jokes, and what happened was the movie Crocodile Dundee. And then the rest of the world stopped listening to us until we had a mass shooting and got rid of guns. And then that gave us a little bit of credibility for a while. So now we're trying comedy again.
Now we're trying it.
And we're going full mental retard.
Yes.
We're going village idiot style.
It's kind of like what would happen in a mental institution if they did a talent show.
Right. If somebody was trying to fit in at a mental institution, if somehow an entire society was inverted so that our celebrities were people that ate their own shit and threw it at each other. That's how
can't wait to go back.
Yeah, our comedy is like
It's kind of like that.
It's like that.
Is it funny?
No, mate. It's not funny. It's Gay Eric.
Hello, I'm Gay.
Honestly, Gay Eric is really good though.
He's very funny.
Hello, I'm Gary. I just came back from the field where I was picking flowers.
Wow, that's so Gary.
I picked flowers to put them in my ass.
Yeah, woo!
Righto, Gay Eric.
Righto, Gay Eric.
On ya, Gay Eric.
There it goes.
Oh, I love watching Gay Eric.
I can't get enough of him.
I love him.
Oh, man. You had to be there, but I did this joke about how he's gay. I'm not going to do it justice.
He was having heaps gay sex.
I'm really not going to do it justice, but what happened is that he was watching Barney. And eating baby food. And he was talking about how much he loves baby food and watching Barney. And then he asked an audience member, he goes, "Do you know why?" And they said, "No." And then off the top of his head, without missing a beat,
wow,
he says, "Because I'm gay."
Wow.
And it's like,
wow,
the improvisational skills you have to come up with
what
something like that.
A comedic genius.
He's basically Australia's Einstein.
Wow.
He's Australia's contribution.
They've given him a Medal of Honor.
To intellectual discourse as Gay Eric.
The Prime Minister who got elected after calling a kangaroo the N-word.
Right. You have
gave
to keep
him
in
a Medal
mind,
of Honor.
You have to keep in mind Australians have invented absolutely nothing ever, once ever. There's not a single fucking idea that they've ever come up with. So, Gay Eric, pretty good stuff,
pretty
mate.
Pretty good stuff, mate.
Pretty good fucking stuff.
Pretty good. I'm a guy from England now.
Yeah.
And I'm gay also.
Yeah. Welcome back to Firing Line if you're just joining us. My guest tonight is Gay Eric. All the way from Australia. Tell me, do you think black people should be allowed to learn how to read?
I'm just gay. Can I suck their penises?
Can I suck them all?
It depends. Can I have sex with them?
Be able to suck them off?
Oh, Gay Eric. Mm. Don't you take anything seriously.
No, he does not.
He's fucking...
Wow.
I fucking love Gay Eric, mate.
Yeah.
I can't believe he won Fringe the year after Nanette.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Mm. What's Nanette up to these days?
She's... I don't know. She's being powerful.
She's going to run out of grievances, and she's going to have like an hour-long special in 3 years. It was like, and I waited in line, and I got to the front, and by the time I got there, they turned off the Krispy Kreme light, and they had no fresh donuts left.
They didn't have any freshies.
There was no freshies left at the Krispy Kreme. And, you know, I mean, that sucks. It sucks to feel that.
It does. We will be in Australia, by the way, you fucking...
People are like, her pain is something we we can all relate to. It's a nice contrast with the original Nanette, where she,
oh yeah, she'll never she'll
centers be. On a violent, you know, a violent assault that, that really pins the whole thing together. But now the last special, Mikey, it's the gas station without a Chex Mix.
And I opened it up, and there was zero bagel crisps in the bag of Chex Mix. And I can't eat Chuckies without the bagel crisp because they're the best piece in Chex Mix.
She's got a new special called Douglas.
Yeah.
Maybe it's about Michael Douglas.
It's about Michael Douglas, yeah.
About gay actor Michael Douglas.
I would
Douglas.
Love that, dude.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. But how funny would it be if then this Douglas comes out and it's the biggest Netflix special and she comes out and she's like, "Oi, I'm gay actor Michael Douglas." Man, that's brilliant new bit. Gay actor Michael Douglas, which no one has ever done before.
That would be awesome.
And I'm just like in my apartment, having been a giant, like a hair. I already have a giant beard. So I'm exactly the same as I am.
Yeah, you look exactly like you.
I was going to say unwashed.
Yeah, yeah.
Not taking care of myself.
No, that's pretty much what we're looking
just
at.
Just looking at the screen, screaming at Nanette, but that's I'm already there. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in this time, it would have been for a personal grievance.
Yeah.
Yes.
And her stealing gay actor.
That
Douglas.
Bit was actually conceived,
not just
if
me
you
being
remember.
Mad at her for...
That bit's from Sydney, Australia.
Really?
Yeah. That was the first
That's
time
That's the
did
birthplace
it.
Of gay actor no, Michael Douglas?
Yes, it is.
Are you going to say you came up with it?
No. You came up with it, but we were in Sydney. We were at the Airbnb.
I'm a gay actor Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah. That Airbnb rocked.
Dude, that was the sickest place I've ever been in.
Yeah, it
was
although cool. the hotel in Bris Vegas,
that one was also
was pretty cool.
Cool.
Go on a date, you fat bitch.
I want to go to Australian
City. Go on a date, you fat bitch.
I want to see a roast battle between that guy from the truck and Nanette.
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
Nice gap between your teeth. You're gonna die of cancer. You're gonna die of pussy pubes and fucking tribal tattoos, you fucking bitch. Yeah, look at your shitty lesbian tattoos.
Does she have tattoos?
No, but this is just what the guy says in the video.
Yeah, he tells that lady she has bad tattoos.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't remember that. I just everything after you go on a diet, you fat bitch.
Yeah.
Kind of get over.
The guy's like, "What's your problem, man?" He's like, "Your fat pig of a girlfriend won't shut her mouth." That guy rocks.
Suck on a penis, you gay guy.
Yeah,
that's a little remix.
Yeah.
Why isn't he being championed more like the Bagel Boss?
He is on this show. Bagel Boss had a stroke, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Vinny's working out a tour with Bagel Boss. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
watch him eat applesauce.
Yeah, he's lost the use of his legs and half his face, but he's going around.
It's so funny that guy got management that was like taking him on tour and stuff. And it's like, do you not understand what memes are? Yeah. Or how any of this shit works?
No, they didn't. It's some guys from Long Island.
It's
or
fucking
Vinny.
Insane. It's like, yeah, well, I'm lucky enough to have damn Daniel on my roster. And fucking the I am a motherfucker guy from the Ambulance video.
I don't remember him.
Of course not. And in fact, the joke doesn't work if you did remember.
I remember damn Daniel.
Yeah, coming through in the white vans.
How about
pretty funny stuff.
I'm going to set the world record for saying the N-word faster than anyone in the history of the world.
And damn, he did it. Well.
Yeah.
Wow, so fast.
Yeah. That's what you call microaggressions. I'm talking to some black guy. I'm like, "Hey, man, do you want to go to the movies later?" He's like,
"What the fuck was that?"
Yeah. "Oh, nothing. I was just wondering if you want to go to the movies later." What's that little beep? I don't know what you're talking about, man. Maybe you're hearing something?
I love it. That's pretty good. Suck on a penis, you fucking bitch.
Go on a date, go on a date, go on a date, you fat bitch.
Suck on my dick, I'm okay.
Damn.
Well, I got to mosey it because I got to do your
you
spot.
You got to go to the stand.
Yeah.
Please come see me, folks. I'm going on a big-ass, hard-dick-ass tour. I'd love for you to buy tickets.
Yeah, I am, too. I got to announce dates.
Oh, nice.
Or put them online somewhere.
I'll be Tampa, January 26th, Milwaukee the 29th, Appleton the 30th, Chicago the 31st and the 1st, Rhode Island the 6th through the 8th at the Comedy Connection.
Hyenas, Texas, 13th through the 15th, Dallas somewhere.
Guy Penis. That's where he's at.
The DC Draft House, the 20th through the 22nd.
Catch Stop Live at Guy Penis.
I will not be a Guy Penis. I'll he's be a
guy,
Hyenas.
Guy Penis. In
Texas.
In gag, sexist.
Gay sex. Yeah, fine. That was fine. But I'll also be
guy
in...
Guy Penis and gay sexist.
I will also be in at Stand Up Live and Air in Phoenix on March 5th. Tucson on the 6th. Fucking, and then Dublin, the 29th, and then London, the 31st through the 4th, March 29th, and then March 31st through April 4th. Come suck my hard-ass little prickadel overseas. And then we'll be in fucking Australia right after that, I think.
Yeah, in April.
Go on a vajayat.
Where are you going to be?
And those Australia dates are going to be posted...
And come to Fat Tuesdays every Tuesday at the Stand.
Yeah, and the next Funny Moms is the fucking January.
Go on a giant, you fat bitch.
Nick, January 13th. Be big dog?
Go on a giant. I don't remember. I'm in Chicago at some point, and then fucking Columbus and, I don't know, some shit in Michigan.
Columbus is tight. I did Nashville, Columbus. It was awesome.
Yeah.
College town.
Collected a
the
lot,
The Ohio State University.
That's right. There's some good fucking grubadel over
it's
there.
It's cool that those stickers they put on their helmets look kind of like nugs. You know what I'm saying?
Suck eyes.
The Buckeyes. The suck guys.
The suck guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't they lose or something?
I don't know.
All right. I got to go to the bathroom.